and made appealing to men the pleasures. From what pleasures? Min al-nisa, from women, wal-baneen, wal-qanatir. When it comes to women also, you find that so many people fight, there's so many different problems just because of a woman. And then when it comes to children, the person is thrilled and impressed how many children he's got and whose children look better. The people are impressed as far as their sons are concerned. So Allah has mentioned these are things that impress a person. والقناطير المقنطرة and من الذهب والفضة and heaps of gold and silver. Allah Pak is not mentioning just gold and silver, one bar of gold, one bar of silver, but heaps. Because insan's fitrat is such that the more he has, the more he wants. So every time he thinks he has enough, now he changes the goalpost, he wants more. So this is the fitrat of insan, he just wants more and more. So therefore Allah Pak mentioned heaps of gold and silver. والخيل المسومة and branded horses. Those days they didn't have cars, they didn't have vehicles, but they had horses. But those horses that were specially branded so that it becomes unique, it becomes outstanding. It's not a normal horse now. This horse has been branded. So therefore Allah Pak has mentioned in our time and age it can be akin to vehicles. Why horse? Because horse was the superior animal at that time. So vehicle, the superior vehicle of our time that's branded, that's special, it's a Lamborghini, it's a Porsche, it's a Ferrari, etc., etc. So man has liking for these type of things. After he's got this now, he's got that wife, he's got the children, he's got that wealth, he's got the vehicles. The next thing the hadith speaks about, the ayat speaks about, well, an arm was cattle. That was their assets, that was their investments. So that was would bring them reward and return. So now after man has this, the next thing he wants to do, he wants to invest. So this is what the ayat is speaking about. Well, house, and after he invests, now he wants to buy tracts of land. He wants to own this land, this beach cottage, that beach cottage, this offshore property, that offshore property. So this is what the ayat, now the man's greed increases and increases. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then cautions us. He says, ذَلِكَ مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. After you achieving and trying to achieve for all these things that appeal to you, remember one thing, that these are just the things of the world. ذَلِكَ مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Another ayat of the Quran, Allah mentioned as far as the mata of the dunya is concerned, لَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't let this deceive you. Don't let these things deceive you. These are things that are just here for temporary. Tomorrow they'll be taken away, they'll be gone. That person that invests. So therefore the last part of the ayat, وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. And by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most excellent return. In other words, if you're looking for true return on your investment, invest it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Bahadur Shah Zafar, Rahmatullah Ali, he sang a very nice poem. It's a long poem, but the end of the poem, the last verse is, the poem goes, it mentions these couplets, that, Kaho dil se, agar kuch dila, to muhabbat-e ilahi dila. First he's telling himself that, jo gaya, so gaya. As far as this life of mine is concerned, that what has gone is gone. Jo mila, so mila. What I've really got as far as akhir is concerned, that is what I have accumulated. Agar dil ko kaha, tell your heart, agar kuch dila to muhabbat ilahi dila. Oh my heart, if you want to take to something, don't take to these things. To the woman, the children, the wealth, the property, the investments, the cars, don't take to all these things. If you really want to take something that will benefit me, that will help me, muhabbat ilahi dila, take the muhabbat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into yourself, because that's the thing that's going to help me. Let's do one hadith today and then we'll finish off. An Amr ibn Auf al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'atha Aba Ubaidah bin Jarrah ila al-Bahrain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent a great sahabi by the name of Abu Ubaidah, Amir ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu, to Bahrain. We visited his qabr now in Jordan. Great sahabi. He's buried there. He was killed in a plague. He passed away in a plague of Amwas. Very famous plague. Many, many sahaba had passed away right there at the Jordan Valley. The Jordan Valley has the eastern side and the western side. The western side is where now Palestine is and the eastern side is Jordan, separated by the Jordan River. So he's buried right there, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to Bahrain. This Bahrain is not the Bahrain that we know of today, but it's the Bahrain that was a city in Iraq. And mostly fire worshippers would stay there. يَأْدِي بِجِزْيَتِهَا. So he was bringing the jizya and coming. So when he was coming, فَقَدِمَ بِمَالٍ مِنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ فَسَمِعَتِ الْأَنْصَارُ بِقُدُومِ أَبِي أُبَيْدَةَ. So the Ansar in Medina, they had heard that Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu is coming with the jizya. فوافوا صلاة الفجر مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So they all had come for صلاة الفجر in the masjid with رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلما صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن صرف فتعرضوا له. So after صلاة الفجر, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was going away. As he was going away, they presented themselves. In other words, they were honest. They had come because they heard that a lot of wealth was coming now from Bahrain. And this was halal wealth because this was jizya. Jizya is the protection money that non-Muslims pay to the Islamic government. In other words, to take care of their needs, to look after them, like how you pay a tax. So this jizya is a tax so that they are taken care of in the country. فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهُ. So they presented themselves. فَتَبَسَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled حين رآهم, when he saw them. ثُمَّ قَالَ أَظُنُّكُمْ سَمِعْتُمْ أَنَّ أَبَا عُبَيْدَ قَدِمَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْمَحْرَيْنِ. He says, I assume that you heard that Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu is coming from Bahrain. فَقَالُوا أَجَلْ. They said, yes, it's true what you are saying, ya Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَالَ أَبْشِرُوا وَأَمِلُّوا مَا يَسُرُّكُمْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for his sahaba. He said, glad tidings be to you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you what makes you happy. It's a dua, a nice dua to make for any person, that may Allah grant you what makes you happy. Such a beautiful dua. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made his dua for sahaba. And then, فَوَاللَّهِ, then he explained to them. He said, مَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ. I'm not fearing for you poverty. Poverty is something that I'm not fearing for you. But the thing that I fear for you, وَلَكِنِّي أَخْشَى أَن تُبْسَتَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا بُسِتَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. The thing that I'm fearing for you is that this dunya will open up for you. Meaning wealth will start coming in. That is the thing that I'm frightened for. Because this is the dangerous thing. Once wealth comes, then it corrupts a person's mind. He doesn't think straight. He becomes arrogant. He goes against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the thing that I'm fearing for you. فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا. Then you people will start competing with one another. Who's got more? Who's got a better house? Who's got a better car? The competition will start now when the wealth starts coming. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. And this wealth will destroy you like how it destroyed the wealth, like how it destroyed the people before you. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to realize that wealth is not something that we should be hankering and chasing and chasing. A person should work, everyone needs to work, but he should work and he should be happy with little, because this is something that can destroy a person, it can destroy families, it can destroy brothers, it can destroy nations. This is such a dangerous thing. So therefore we have to be very, very careful of it. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. As we know, tonight will be the first odd night. We should try and take advantage. The odd night starts from Maghrib. So from the time the azan of Maghrib goes, now the odd night has started. So we should be intelligent. Don't wait till late at night. Start from the time of Maghrib. As soon as possible, try to increase our ibadat. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.